Today, Shem Yat Hashem will be on Klei Baal HaBayis, Shem Bayano. I hope Yat Hashem to discuss, if we have time, numerous different biurim in this halacha. There are, Levaiti, at least seven different biurim that I know of in this halacha. There will be nafkaminis, many nafkaminis, Lamaisa, either direct nafkaminis, most notably is Hazir Nisa. We know that Omeka Klei Baal HaBayis is Ein Layano, but is he allowed to do this L'chadchila? There's going to be an Issa, I know. Just there's no Din Maminah, so there's even no Issa as well. And it's totally on the Birim. But Petei Chadvarim, what I want the Birim for is to be able to use that as a springboard to go into other Chakiris and Chidushim, which are practical, L'maisa. And depending on the Lamdis, we might have Rayis from this Sugya. All right. The first pshat, as everyone knows, the first pshat is Rashi's pshat, which is really not Rashi, it's a Shiltas Rashi brings it down from, that Klei Baal HaBayis says there's no Eino is because it's Havalekim Mefarish. It's like Yadeani Sheyesh Be'ano, the Sugya no Mebeis. So if you have Yadeani Sheyesh Be'ano, and I'm not asking you sell it, so it's a Mechila, it's a built-in Tanai, and you're Moichel here too, even though it wasn't explicit, but it's implicit. Everyone knows that Baal HaBayis doesn't sell his stuff. So therefore, it blives like a mafarish. Let's just flesh out this pshat a little bit. Okay, the Rosh was machalik. The Rosh goes with this pshat, and Rosh was machalik between shtus and yais mishtus. We don't have the time for it now, but the Bach tries to give a chilik. What's the difference between pakas and shtus and yais mishtus? The Bach dvara v'tumuim leniz daiti pashup pshat, and it's mevul like that in a gayim mesechta. Maybe with a spin, and that is that even though it's Yikiri Alei, but obviously it's only Yikiri Alei to a point. Once it reaches Yais Mishtus, it's no longer Yikiri Alei. But there are cloud, Bali Batim, do sell their items if you give them more than the Shtus, and it's fine. So you don't have the Hasna anymore for Yais Mishtus. But we'll leave it for a different time. I want to go into is the Chubis HaRosh that the Torah brings down, and one Nakuda, the Chubis HaRosh, is that what happens if the Baal HaBayis is there. Desperate, but terribly desperate. He has no food to eat, and he's therefore so desperate, he's selling off his kelim. Does that make a difference? Do we still have the svara? Because Pashas, you're telling me that he wouldn't sell it. Such a person so desperate would sell it. That was a shoil. And the Rosh and the Tshuva says two reasons why it's no problem. Two reasons why it's no chilek, that even B'chai Gavna is still considered Ein Bayano. It still has a regular halacha of a Baal HaBayis. The Torah was Kitza Behatakasli of the Rosh. The Chuvas HaRosh says two different reasons, and it's important to explain them. The first reason that the Chuvas HaRosh says is that Be'etzim, every Baal HaBayis who sells is always Deichik. V'lechilko Chachomim in the Dachkes, this Dachkes, a little more Dachkes, like Le'pluch Chachomim, doesn't make a difference in the Dachkes, because Be'etzim, even if he is terribly Deichik, he also, you could hear that he would not sell it Ilabed Me'yiseri, more so than any other item. If a guy is desperate and he has this thing that he cherishes and he used his money to shmish, he's not going to sell it for cheap. And if he's desperate and kitak is starving, he'll borrow money, he'll sell other items, he'll do something, but he's not going to sell this item more than the next item that he's not attached to, lower than its right price. It means if the price of something that's oymed l'mechir is $10, he won't sell it for $9. So too, if this thing, even though it's oymed for $10, but for him he cherishes it and it's worth $12, he won't sell it less than $12. And if he's doichik, and he will, so if he sold this one for $11, he'll sell the next thing for $9. Bekitzer, for him, this is what it's worth, even with his dachas. And there's no l'chukah chachamim, sloy plug. The second pshat, Zakta Chuvis HaRosh, is that l'fi ha-shiltis is svaro, that it blibes, like Almanas, that you're mafarish. So who cares why the seller was desperate and what's going in the resources of his mind to the buyer? He's buying something from the Baal HaBayis. He doesn't have any idea why the Baal HaBayis is selling it. And therefore, the svar of the shilters of Almanas is still applicable. Because it's still, Yadayani, I know he's a Baal HaBayis. I know that Gvenluk, Baal HaBatim, or Amoni Tashmushi, Yekirilei, and they don't sell it, Labat Mei, Seri. So it's Almanas that Adas Kane, I'm going into the deal that I'm waiving this right for no, even whatever, even more than the regular buyers up to Shtos, good, but I have the Svara of the Shilters. It means the Rosh first entertained the new Svara that is like plug in the Dachas, that doesn't make a difference. You still have the Svara of Yekiri LA. And the second Svara, the Rosh says, if you go like the Shilters, it's Gans Kishmak, because Tamazoi, the Lokeach, didn't know anyway, doesn't know the difference, so you still have the Tanai. What you see in the Tshuvas HaRosh, let's just focus on the second part, what you see in the Tshuvas HaRosh is Hagam, this Baal HaBayis, doesn't have the Tanai, because he is desperate, right? On that Teretz HaTais of the Rosh, he's learning that for him, Be'etzim, he wouldn't overcharge, because he's desperate. But since the Lekeach doesn't know the difference, so it's a Lekeach was Masna that he's buying at Aldas Kain. What you see from this Tshuvas HaRosh is that this Almanas that we're talking about is the Almanas that the Lekeach was Mefarish. The fact that he's a Baal HaBayis, and we know, and it's Almanas, but who was, it's implicit, yes, there's a Tanai, an implicit Tanai, but who made this implicit Tanai? Was it the buyer or the seller? Was it the Hedyot or was it the Baal HaBayis? From the Rosh you see that it was the Hedyot, the buyer, who made this Tanai, because had it been the seller, the Baal HaBayis, B'chiya Gavna, the seller wouldn't be making the Tanai, because the seller knows the truth. So Lama, you see that the Rosh held that it's on the buyer, and it's Mavu like that in the Chukas HaDayanim, it's a Talmud HaRashba.
What can you say at the buyer? The seller knows, the buyer doesn't know, so the seller is...
The seller's not out there to stem to every time. Why don't I say, I want to make a Tanai? I'm not out there to steal from you. The vote is that it's implicit, if this is how, and this is how everyone sells, we do it like that. If the seller has no reason, because I got it to make the Tanai, stem to make the Tanai, I'm going to ask, what was the tzorich from today? Stem to fit dingel.
Right.
If you look in the Chuzah, it's not mashman like that, but the Chukas HaDayanim in the Talmud of the Rashba in Ois Reish Gimel, Sim Reish Gimel says that Lahedya, that the Tanai is what the boy is making the Tanai. Chukas HaDayanim. No, it's a halacha sefer. What you see is agav, and it's really not for today's discussion either, but what I'm bringing out a point is what you see from these Rishonim, not like the Sma. The Sma says, when you're koina day sirsa, the Sma understood it was talking about moicha day sirsa, and he says, even though the Baal HaBayis, the Lekeach knew that he was the Baal HaBayis, but since the moicha didn't know that the buyer would know, so the moicha was misyayish for making the Tanai. It doesn't make a difference if the moicha makes the Tanai or not. The verse is that the buyer who knows that he's the Baal HaBayis made the Tanai. Yes, you can be matched that B'chayakavna, the boy knows it, the Meichan knows that he was Messiah, so leave with the boy, didn't bother to make the Tanai. But that's not what the Sma says. All right, but anyway, getting back to the Tshuvas HaRosh. The Tshuvas HaRosh says that there are two dinim here, there are two terutzim here. The first teretz was Pashit, whatever. The first teretz is going without the gang of the Shultas, and that is at L'chuk HaKamim, and came along the second tribe, we're going, yeah, with the Shultas, and then it's Pashit, because how should the boy know what the seller's reason for selling it for is? Now, Lididan, we pass him like the shil to Sistam, and the Rashbin goes with it. He says, therefore, the buyer has to know, and therefore there's a chilek of sirsa. We pass him like the shil to Sistam, so if you go with the shil to Sistam, then l'chayra, you don't have to say this word of loy plug chachomim and loy plug in his dachkus. It's tam, it's very good. The buyer doesn't know what the seller is selling it for, so mamela, there's a tnai. The tmiya is that the tour, when he brings down the Tshuvas HaRosh, or even more so at the beginning, when he sets the halach itself, he says, L'chukah chakamim, between the dachkus, which sounds like he's using the other teretz, and the goyin over here also does that. The goyin says, across the Gemara and Brachas, that you see over here in the Gemara Bamitzi, it's Mana Teshmichi Kirle. And the Gemara Brachas, Mavur, looking Rashi over there, that every Meichel only sells a Machmas Deichik. So you see that even when it's Machmas Deichik, still Yikirle, and Yilabit may say he wouldn't have sold it. He's also bringing down the first Eretz of the Tshuvas HaRosh. It's a shtickle of a Pella. Why is the Torah Nagoyim bring down the first Eretz of Tshuvas HaRosh if we pass him like the Shultas, and all he had to say is Pasha, we go like the Shultas. So the buyer has no idea what the seller is selling it for. So Mamela Avada, there was a Tanai. What you have to say is l'chayr. What you have to say, and I'm not going to say that they hold that they argue with the Rosh and they hold that the Tanai had the seller has to make the Tanai. What you have to say l'chayr is that enochanami, the second teretz is good, but they wanted to chaper in the first teretz. Even in an oifen where the buyer would know the reason why the seller is selling it, still you have the first teretz of the Rosh, kilag des l'chukah chachamim and the dachas, and somehow they borrow that lumdis to the shultas as well. All right. Well, let's just take this apart. So if you go like the Shultas Hisvara, what would be Lagavi this? I know. Is a Baal HaBayis allowed to do this? Or if he did a Grada, there's not going to be a Chazar, so no, but L'chadchili is now allowed to do this. L'chari, if the Vara is out Shultas and it blibes like Almanas, and we know that the Rishonim say by Almanas and Bavur and Kamer Rishonim like this, that by Almanas there's no Isser, you know. Because look, this is a Tanai we made, you were Makabla Tanai, so how could I be even Isser? No, this is what we went into. So if this lumdis is because of Almanas, and so to here, it should be mutal lechatchila to do. And the Chukas HaDayanim says at Lahedya, he brings down the Svara of Almanas, and he says, B'teich Dvarav, that it's mutal lechatchila to do. There's not even terumis, I forgot his exact lashon. It's mamish, it's mutal lechatchila for a Baal HaBayis to do this thing. Okay, So that's the first teretz. That's the first beer. But this beer is not muskim, and I'll bring you kamarais where this beer is not muskim. First of all, like this beer is going to come out that there's no issa yinoah. Now, if you learn the Gemara on Nun Aleph and Mun Aleph, the Gemara right after the Mishnah says that what you need a trichasa between a meich and a lokeach. The Gemara says, why do you need a trich? Why does the Torah have to be mazis, either meicha, either the lokeach separately? The Gemara says, well, I would have thought that the meicha, avudi kamoivit, Nebuch is losing out. He's losing his item that he wants to hold on to, that he cherishes. He's avudi kamoivit. He's the only makbas teicha. I mean, who parts with his item? The amin shizavin oivit emul azir rachmana. Maybe the Torah didn't give him an asara, and he's allowed to overcharge a buyer. Tzricha, no, k'mashmal in the pasuk that he has this is azhara. In fact, the Tosfos Harosh in the Rashba, what person, what seller are we talking about? If we're talking about a targa, he's a vudika mavid, that's what he's in this business, that's what he wants it. He wants to sell items, that's how he makes money. Anyway, we're talking about balabais. What do you mean balabais is in bayonah? So how could the Gemara have a k'mashmal on that is azhara of Laisainu going on this type of a meicha? What do you mean, a balabais ein bayayino? Does that mean from the Tosfos Harosh and the Rashba that they learned this din of ein bayayino is even lagabi the issa yino, that a balabais doesn't have an issa yino? Right, I was telling you, b'shem the chukas adiyonim. However, the miuchas adva brings down the ravid, also is this kasha. I mean, the God, the Rishonim are coming from the ravid, and the ravid says, it's the enechnami. Ein bayayino means that there's no chazar issa yino, habavadis is going to be an issa. You're right, we're talking about a balabais. But you would think of Utika Ma'ivik, Kamashwala, no, that he has Issa, you know, and he's now allowed to be Ma'ane. That's how the Ravid learns. So you see from the Ravid that even though it's Ein Bayano of Balabai, is that only Lagabed Dina Momin, but Avada Lagabed Asarad is an Asara. Now, had the Ravid learned also Shiltas, that's Pasha, there shouldn't be any Asara. Clearly, the Ravid had a different beer in the Din of Balabai. Another Raya, Chocha, that is another Pshat. There's a Rambam sheet. The Rambam holds that the din of Amanas on Amar Beis only works if you mafrad with the yuk, the exact amount. The Rambam sheet is because it can't be mechel davashein like kitzva. So if you don't know the exact amount, the exact differential, the exact I know, the mechila doesn't work. So to say yedani sheish bayano and Amanas ken ami mechel, Amanas shein lachol I know, doesn't work. You have to say yedani that the chayfit is shav amona. If after weekend I'm selling it for mesayim, and I'm not saying in lachay alayno. But if you don't specify the exact amount of the ano, the mechila doesn't work. Now here, even though we know balabais yikiriyalei, we don't know the exact amount that the balabais is overcharging. So like the Ramam, it's not going to work. And as I fract kama v'kama g'day la'achreinim kadmoinim, you see if this brings it down. Because you can't be toifis a mechila. You can't be goyim bedas a mechila nadavashin laketsa. If you don't know the exact amount, you can't have a gemir's das from mechila. Oh, so if you learn like the Rosh that it's a dafka only up to shtos, so that could be a shtikal neitzah because it's a davash yesh lekitzva. It's only up to shtos. And the Rama holds that yeah, if you give a shtos to it, if you give a kitzva to it, that would work. And that's what the Chuvas Galya Mezakta Taka says. Like the Rama, if he had held like the Rosh, it would be good. The Maisi is whether the Rama holds like the Rosh or not is the steers beizayz and bedek habayis. Beizayz learned the Rama steers the Rama. It's not like the Rosh. Whereas the Bedagvai says no, that the Rambam has used the lashon no, as much as dafka no, but bittul mekak he's masking this bittul mekak. So would yeah. So if you go like the Bedagvai, then it's going to be avenetel. You go like the Beis, you won't have this etzel. Anyway, I don't think that this is from the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't bring down the din of amanas till later. So he brings down this halakh. If this halakh is gebayt on amanas, how do you do this? How do you bring down this halakh without knowing the next halakh? The shefer bring down that halakh, and the following halakh should be this halakh. Sounds like the Rambam that this has nothing to do with the din of amanas, not like the shilters. And Bechlal, I told you before that Chuvas Harosh is meduyik, that is another pshat beside the shilters, because he only came onto the shilters in the second teretz. So he says he had a first yeshiva, not going with the shilters, his hasbara. So what are the other biurim here? Why a balabai is ein bayayna? And how could it be that some biurim there would be even in Issa Yano, even though there's no dinu no lagabi chazaras mamon like the Ravid Shita? All right, so let's work on another beer. Another beer is if you look in the Ramban al Torah, Ramban Teich Dvarav says that you should know that karka there's an horis hanof for karka, even though there's no chazaras mamon by karka. He says it's not a problem because the Torah was mazir across the board without any chalukim, and the chazaras mamon was a din kabbalah that they had, that there's a chazaras mamon. And they were chilku by karka, there's no din chazaras mamon, just like they were chilku by clay balabais. Just like they were hitziu clay balabais. Shaderach malabatim shulayim karu clay tashmishon. So too, they had the same din by karka.
It's meduyik in the Ramban that by clay balabais also, even though there's no chazaras moment, but they still have an azhara, just like karka. He puts the two together because the azhara is across the board, and they were this din, the kabbalah that they had, that you are mas mechalakra, the karka is different, so too clay balabais is different. Vai says he had a different azhara as well, like the ravid. Now it's mashma that it's a din in the chevet, just like karka, so too clay balabais is different. That clay balabais is somehow, they understood, doesn't pass the Gedor, maybe there's an asmachta to it as well. And the Hasbara L'Chayr in the Ramban is that the Gemara says a Lashon, I'm going to teach the Gemara differently than you teach it. We teach it till now. Which means that the Gemara really talked in the negative sense. You know, two negatives make the positive. The Gemara could have said, let's say we're learning like the Rosh, that's not money tashvichi yikir alei, umaz vin luhu bidme yisari, that they normally sell for a higher price. Loi mazim luhu ele bidme yisari. So backwards, what are they doing? So the Ramban could have learned a different shot, that the ikur hadgosh of the Gemara is that li mazvin luhu, they don't sell. Unless you have to smear, then you have to give it meisay. But beside, their chveitim are not oimid l'mechira. So when the pasuk says v'chisimkru mimkar l'misecha, mimkar, which is a normal thing, that's a sellable item, klei balabais is not bechlal that din mamonis, because klei balabais is not oimid l'mechira, because ilav b'dmeisay, they won't sell it. It's a little more meduyik in the Lashon HaGemara. They don't sell ilav b'dmeisay. If you look at the Ramban's Lashon, when he quotes over this Gemara, he says, the Lashon is, k'moy klei balabais shederek bali batim shulayim kru telei tashmishon. Period. Doesn't say ilav b'dmeisay. He mixed out the point of the Gemara. If you learn like the Rosh, that the whole point is that they normally sell more, he missed the boat. He quoted the wrong part of the Gemara. The Ramban held that the vod is, it's a meat on these kelim, or it's a svara, it's a kabbalah that they had, that the whole dinner knows only on things that are oimid l'mechira, not these things which are oimid l'mechira. This vod, that it's memuyit from the Lashon Mimkar and the Pasik, is already the chidon, chaymis anach ala tari says it, it's a hemek shayla on the shil to say it, and it's also Beis Shloima also says it, Beis Shloima and Shavar, Perak Aleph says the same thing, that it's a gzeres akosif, I smacked it, there's a cause, it's straight mimka, it has to be dove oimid l'mechira. And this thing is not oimid l'mechira. So you could have, like the Ramban, it's very good shmak, the Ravid's vod, you could have that, you could have the iser oino, and still you don't have the chazar, so not just a karka, because betzim, the azhara was across the board. But the miyutim, the asmachta, the kabbalah that they had, was that something which is not oimid l'mechira is not bechalal. No, it's in Yonim, I think the Lakewood put it out many years ago. Okay, now, if you're going to learn like this, it's going to come out that even Yosef Mishtos is not going to be Aino, because clay, balabayas, which is not Oymi Lechiro, is not Bechlau, the Azhara of Mimkar. So you couldn't be Mechalik in Shtos or Yosef Mishtos. Also, you couldn't be Mechalik whether balabayas was Ma'ana or Mis'ana. All the Rishonim, or a lot of Rishonim, were trying to make this Chilik, the Rosh, that's Chilik no longer Negea. And such an item is not b'chal the pasha of Ano. If it's not oimel mechir, it's not b'chal. So who cares if the balabais hamoicha was the ma'ano or he was misano? That chayfitz is not b'chal the pasha. Now the Ramban Gadol in Chedushim over here, excuse me, is mechalik like the Rosh, not like what I'm telling you. But if you look, the Ramban in Chedushim goes with the Talmud of Choygoyin, the Shultis, so it's very geshmak. But the Ramban in Latoy is mashma that he learned a different pshat. However, this beer also is not going to work for the Rambam. Because the Rambam, the Rav Magid says in the Rambam that if the Meicha was Nisanda, there would be Aino. If you learn how to Gzeres HaKosov or Din and Mimkar, then it's like I said, there's no chiluk whether he's Ma'ana or Misana, there shouldn't be Aino. And also if you hold that the Rambam was Mechalik between Shtus and Yais Meshus, like the Beda Gabai, it's a Vaita, it wouldn't work. Also, I don't think that this part is going to work for the Tshuva Sarash either. The Tshuva Sarash had a Havamina. The Shoyal had a Havamina that because Al's desperation, this guy would sell, because he's so desperate, he wouldn't charge a lot of money. He wouldn't charge an extra Yikir Elei, he wouldn't charge with Dmei Yisari. So maybe he would have a dinner Nazak Tirosh. No, it's like plug, lochilko, and it's even Daichek, no matter. Had you learned like the Varo is Mimkar, who cares that out of terrible desperation this guy is selling? It's still not a Zak, which is normally Aymed L'Mechira. Every time a moicha balabayis, he sells, he's selling for some reason, that doesn't make it all of a sudden now a mimka because he's selling it. Because since it's gewendlich, it's not sold. It's normally not sold because he's attached to his item. So it's not a dover imel mechir, so it should be nismai from the pasuk. Just because this guy's so terribly desperate, he sells it, doesn't now make it a mimka. So now that he's even more terribly desperate, and he won't even overcharge for it, that also doesn't make it into a mimka. Because gewendlich, normally, in a clay balabayis, it's not imel mechir. So it really wouldn't work for the rush as well. You are attached to your washing machine. That's why you want to charge more for it. If it's something that you're not attached to, like the Gemara gives Tzerduye, that it's not something that you don't have the shtamches, you don't feel, you don't have the, what's the Gemara say, Neichloi, whatever, Yesumi, Sarah Kavin Shokhaveri. You're not attached to it, so you want to don't tell. I'm not talking about sentimental value. I'm talking about that you have the shaykh because you're mishtamach with it, so you have a special chashivitz. Correct. That's not normally a mechira. All right. Let's try another beer. A third beer could be is that everything is kefiyah makam, a kefiyah zman. Lakewood prices are different than New York, and the price in 2006 is different than the price in 2005. Well, maybe there's a new thing. There's a chilik between a balabais and a regular person. A balabais has a different shar. Balabatim.
There's no shar, it goes in someone else.
No, we're going to answer. Go on a second. But balabais has a different shar. For him, because they're chashivin, yakiri alei, for them, that they charge, they command more. I don't command more, but at least they try to get more, they charge more. And for them, they have a different shar. They're working with a whole different musik. If you'll have two prices, if you have. Got the Yidim and Goyim, got the Chuvis Tashbats, Mashma, that there would be, all right, you have to done the Chuvis Tashbats. But it could be a whole different price, and for his price, the Balabais' price, that's the Shar, it's a new Shar. If you're going to learn like that, then Vaita is going to come out that there shouldn't be a Nisayino. If that's the Shar, so forget, the Balabais is selling the way he's supposed to be selling, he's selling it for the right Shar. But it's time to take that apart. I mean, people were saying this far, to take it apart, why in the world would we go bust at a balabais shah? Why don't we go bust a my shah? I'm buying from the balabais. Yes, he sells for one price, but I buy for a different price. So why, when we meet up, I'm the buyer, he's the seller, all of a sudden we go with his gadar and we go with his shah?
It's not considered overcharging.
Sorry?
It's not considered overcharging because that's his price.
But for me, it is overcharging. For me, that's not my price. So I want to know, what would be in halacha, let's say you'll have a case where you live in New York and someone else lives in New Jersey, it's Mezel Chayam, I order something over the phone. New York charges one price, New Jersey charges another price. One party lives in New York, one party lives in New Jersey. What's the halacha?
Understands that it's a different price.
But forget, and even the seller, the balabais, understands that me as a lokeach, I have a different price. Just like he understands, I understand. We both understand. We both understand that each one has a different shah. And this shayla, by the way, I don't have a achra. I haven't found anyone who is this shayla. I mean, it could be gebayt on the yeshami, but if one party is living in one place and the other party is living in another place, and they're two different sharim, what is the halacha?
Where's the kavis located?
Oh, where's the kavis? And does it make a difference where the kavis is located?
Doesn't?
Okay, so there's a grad that Chuvis Mabit. So the Chuvis Mabit says. That's if you have invoke a Ladishavali.
No, I'm saying if it has,
those
who want to say that.
The din of Anu Azicha, Kafiyah Makam, Kafiyah Zman, even if in a different place it's worth different. It's what it's worth right now here. Even at Krekak, a soda machine in a yeshiva worth different than a soda machine that face in a store, whatever. You go past a Kafiyah Makam, Kafiyah Zman. So, God in the Hilchos Chiyus Poelim des Halacha, this case, it's Yishalmi, that if we went from Tiveri to Tzipori, one person, the Balabais was in Tiveri, and the Poel was in Tzipori, and which shar do you use? It says, Kafish Niskarm Sham. Where did you make the deal? If you went to Tzipori to make the deal, so you go bust to Tzipori. If he came to Tiveri to make the deal, then you go bust to Tiveri. What would be if one party is, like today, you have a phone, and one's in one place, one's in another place, I don't have a Akhra, what the Halacha should be on this. But getting back to here, so you could tie in a maybe, just like the Yishalmi says, you go Kafish Amakash Niskarm Sham, which is also Ramon, Shin Laman Aleph, and Schiyas Pailam. Maybe you could say that if I went into the store, I went to the Balabais, Kilu, I entered his Mokum, his Shar of a Balabais Shar, and therefore I take on his Shar. Maybe. If you're going to take that, let's take it to the next step. And this is a Chiddush Lalach of the Piskei Choshen. The Piskei Choshen says, he doesn't explain why, he says that even if a person is selling within the Shar, let's say the Shar, everyone sells it for six. And I'm also selling it for six. And very often you have in the same store, you'll have three items, whatever, the same item, three of them, marked at different prices. You walk in this farm store, Mishas Rabarin. One you open up is $13, next one $13, this one is $15. Akasha Famaisa. Why? Because when he brought it in and he marks up a certain markup, and that, but now you have three sitting on the shelf at marked at two different prices. And you have it a lot of times in many stores like that. But you could have it the same as it's, you know, there's no $200 Esrig. There's a $200, my father can rocky said it. There's no $200 Esrig. There's a $200 Esrig buyer. I was, let me see how thick your wallet. And that's what they charge you. So you have like that. You can have the same thing charged for different prices. The Pesach question says that he holds that even if the shower all over is six, but if in my store I gewöhnlich sell it for five, and I sell you for six, I'm leaving, you know, and there's a dinner, you know, the regular dinner of a no.
My store, I'm not selling for five, I'm selling for six also. For both.
Okay. So let's say if Roy were the items in my store, usually I sell for five, and this item I sell for six, Zakta Piskei Koshin would say no, and who didn't forget, if in this store somehow I sell it for seven, and punked on this one I sold it for six, even though everyone else sells it for six, the buyer will have the forget. The buyer was ma'ana the seller, because normally the seller sells it for seven. It's a pella of the Piskei Koshin. So on the other times, I hear, he doesn't discuss that. But that's what the Pesach, it's a chiddush in Kilu, you learn the Pesach Chayish in Kilu that even though there's a general share, but you zikah meshubit to the share of the same store. He doesn't explain, it's very bikitzi, you can look it up, it's in Perek Yud, Sifkan Aleph. He says it like doesn't, he's not machal. I got to spoke to him personally, and I asked him, Abizoy, when you have a chayis bosses, that they have senior citizens a different price, l'chayir, it should be a different price, that should be from. He said, no, that's not our problem, because forget, the price for regular people is this, that's one share, and the price for senior citizens isn't that. So you're, as long as you're even, and you don't discriminate, well, that's not discrimination, basic nature, but you don't discriminate. But in a senior citizen, if you would discriminate, or in a regular person, you discriminate, that he holds you'll be evil, and you have all dinim of anah. Now, it's a pella, but...
When you want to raise the price,
you'll
make a sale, you have to change the whole store at once.
Maybe. But according to the Pesach Chayish, I mean, that vote, according to what we're saying, maybe we can hear a little more of the Pesach, I still think it's a Pella, we can hear a little more, is that just like you have a Shar of a Balabais, so, and I went to his store, so in the store, Kilo, I was Makabal, that Shar as well. It Zecha needs help, but at least that may be a Haskola of an understanding of the Pesach Chayish. La Allah, I don't believe the Pesach Chayish is correct. Look up the Pesach question. I take no responsibility. But there's a Chuvis Mabit who says that if you and I were buying something and the Schur is on the way to Israel, and we're both of us in the lake, and the shipment is going to Israel, and it's right now over the ocean, and I make up a deal with you, and we're selling it, and there's one price in America for this room, and one price in Israel for this room. Where do you go? Which one do you go? So the Mabit, you go bust at a price that we are. There's farm on en route, it's over the water. But you go bust to the market that there is in Lakewood, because the two of us are in Lakewood.
And if it's already in Israel, then you go to the silver market. What?
He doesn't say that. It sounds like we go bussa here because we go bussa where the people are when they will convey the price. I'm telling you the story of the Mabit and just said over this tshuva as is. I rather don't understand that 100%. I believe that probably more accurate would be is that you go bussa the shar when you have shipment en route on the ocean. What? Two people who live in Lakewood, what? They would pay for that thing. That is a shar. You go bussa the whole matzav. That is the matzav. If the item would be in Eretz, you go bussa. What would be if the item is in Eretz, the two people here? Maybe you can even stretch it like that. That which would be, but the mice in the Mabit said you go bust with the two people. The reason I'm bringing it down is it's just time. I want to know if anyone has a raya. If a guy's in New York and a guy's in New Jersey and they order over the phone or over the internet, what is the shar? L'chay, you have to, l'chay, l'aniz daiti, I don't have a raya, but I would say the shar is what happens when you have one party in New York and one party in New Jersey. What is it given? Like Sofu and B'chai Gavna. That should be the shar.
So
yeah, it's every time. So you do the best, it shots up. What given? Like people do. Like that.
Well, that's
a similar type of story we're using before. I'm not negating that story. Okay, but getting back to it, if you learn like this chat, l'chayr also, like this chat, it won't be an issa, you know. But l'chayr, I don't understand this chat for another reason, that's what you're bothered by, but I'll take it to the extreme. If the shar is a new shar called Balabai Shar, let's say Gevenlik Shar Balabatim charges six more. So the shar should be taka six more, and if he only charges a 12th more, you go ma'ana the Balabais. Because since everyone always charges a six more, and he only got a 12 from you more, if you can tell me it's a new share, so faket, it should be, I know that you hurt the balabait, even though he overcharged you, but you forget, undercharged, you underpaid him, because the real share that you're working with is the share of the balabait. And bechlal, you see from them that it goes anywhere from the real price up to a shtus. We never find that. Whenever you have any item, when there's a shah, you have to be conveyed the exact shah. So let's get three shamayim, however you magdish sha'arim of a chavit, which is not for now, and figure out what bale batan gven l'paskan. So you'll take this a shir. When every bale batan zifin, you go basa roi, you go basa mamutza. Every selim bai is also different, and it's hilcha shuma, there's still a shah, and there's still a kviya shuma, and it's not for now. It's a whole thing of how to be conveyed a shear for Hino, which is a whole different shear. But whatever that should be, we should be conveying that here, and that we don't have. So you see?
There's no shear on it. It's also
shear. 100%. And it's really not going to work for the Chuvah Sarash either, because in the Havamina of the Rush was it what? That they normally now charge the right price because they're terribly daikik. That doesn't change a shear. If you and I, right now I'm desperate, so if I have to sell something short, I'm selling my tape, whatever, I'm selling you a brand new item, whatever, I'm a tiger. I sell you, but I'm desperate, I have to raise capital. That doesn't change the shear. I'm desperate, but the shear, I'm still mishubit, and you're still mishubit to the regular shear. If you're desperate, you need something to buy, it doesn't change the shear. So here, because the Havamina, the Chuvah Sarash, because I'm desperate, that's why it should change. Why should change?
Now he's not.
He is the Anabalabas, just he's terribly doing
it. Right, so such a person, he's not.
He is. He still attaches his chayfets, and he still would charge more, but he's very, maybe I'm not the regular person either. Why am I Mishubah to a regular shah if I'm desperate? I'm not the regular person either. I'm very doichik, and that's why I'm selling you an item for less. But you don't do. Sorry? No, that's if it will be known. Let's say stamps. I walk into the store and I buy from you a tape recorder and I pay extra for it and I'm doicha because I'm giving a share today and I needed a tape recorder. But the seller doesn't know. No one knows. It's my personal doicha and I pay more. So does no one know? How about this? Doesn't know. There's going to be a no. So does no one know? For this new person, this new Indian called the Dakis, no, he's still Meshubit to the Shah. So if it's called the Shah of a Baal Bais, he should still be Meshubit to Shah of a Baal Bais. All right. Anyway, okay, so let's go to another pshat. A fourth pshat is L'didi Shavali. Balabatim, that they don't sell the chvetim only for Yakiri, for them, not that it's a shar, I'm not going, but this every individual base, Balabais, if he wants to charge a 12th more, that's what he needs more, because that's what shavat him. If he needs to charge a 6th more, he needs to charge a 6th more, because that's what shavat him. It's L'didi Shavali. We have a concept of chvetim, it's about L'didi Shavali when you're buying it, so you didn't overpay, good, when you paid for the suda by Pidyon HaBen. This is a L'didi Shavali concept. So you can have L'didi Shavali. Who says this, Prat? I didn't fall off the it's a Shibale Aleket. If you look at Shibale Aleket, I brought a copy for the Olam because it's not in the regular Shibale Aleket. There's a Ksaviyat Shibale Aleket in Hilchas Mashkin Kuf Mem Ches. The Shibale Aleket brings down our Gemara Teich Dvarav, and he says the Pshat is because L'didi Shavali.
It has
nothing to do with the Shah. There is no Shah. The Shah is a regular Shah. But I'm telling you, L'didi, it's Shavim me more, and I'm not willing to reckon to the regular Shah. Not a different. Every Baal Bais has a different L'didi Shavali, and whatever they're willing to charge, whatever they're willing to sell it for, that is going to be their price. And he says, Agav the Yikir Alei Les Luhoina, I'm Afagav the Lama Loi Shavahachi, Motu Lemeima L'didi Shavali Hachi. That's how the Shibale Aleket. Now, I want to just explain, L'chor the Shibale Aleket, if you learn L'didi Shavali, Vaita L'chor there's no Isayinah, because that's now what it Shavah to me. But this, and it's going to be, L'chor this would work well in the Chuvah Sarash as well. It's because in the Havamina, that this Baal Bais is so desperate, and he should really normally sell it for the normal price, so that's all what it's L'didi Shavala in such a matziv, that was the Havamina, and the Kamashmal in the Chuvah Sarash know that even if Malkus Deka Gadol, he still charges more because it's Shavah him more. And actually, it's very geshmak. If you look at the Chuvah Sarash, that is the Lashon he uses. The Chuvah Sarash says, even Malkus Deka Gadol, L'didei shavim kol hadomim. That's how the Chuvah Sarash says the word. Could be that he learned that other pshat would be a l'didei shavali type of a pshat. L'maisa is... Right, he's trying to fadimba. But here, but for the Baal Bais, it's really worth it. So that's really the price for him, the price.
That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, because we know that he won't sell for less.
Right, it's a Lashon Gemara.
The Rambam
The Rambam said, when he brings on the Tam, he says that's the Tam, meaning as if to say that he not names up because the Torah shot stuff that I mentioned really self-shocking.
Okay, I could probably fit in that lashon any of the 6-7 Birim that I'm going to say today.
The Rambam says, he says that's the
Tam. All right, fine. If it works in the Rambam, it doesn't die. The Maisa is, but this Prat really needs a Hezbo, a terrible Hezbo, because in Svara it makes no sense. The din of the parsha of Noah was that I'm not allowed to be ma'aniyah. The Torah doesn't say anywhere limits how much I'm allowed to be marviyah. Kizintai be marviyah as much as you can, no problem. The Torah says, but while you're doing so and being marviyah, just don't kill somebody else. Don't be mechasa mamun chavera. Don't steal from someone. The whole vote of Noah is an inin of mechasa mamun chavera, like we discussed last time, the beginning of Zan Neshek, just like Zela, just like Ribbish, just like all that. You know, be mechasa mamun chavera. If for me the balabai is at shoveli, yes. So for me, this item, instead of being worth 6, it's worth 7. But for you, who's a regular person, it's only worth 6. What rishus, what heta do I have to charge you 7? Because for me, you're right, I am not going to be considered gaining by charging you 7. But that's not a no. The no never said you're not allowed to gain. The no says you're not allowed to be mechasa yena. Is yena going to be mechasa yes? Because yen is paying 7 for an item that's only worth him 6. L'diday, it's only shav the 6. So vas happens, I'll be going bus of the ma'ana, the balabayis, we should be going bus of the mes'ana. Forget the whole ikavot is the mes'ana. In which case?
The Torah's case.
So let's say, let me move over to the Machir Fahim. The Machir Fahim said, the Mordechai says that the Hasotu, just like a Balabais who sells and he overcharges, no dinah, no. Hasotu, a Balabais who buys and pays extra, there's not going to be a dinah for the same word. That's what Mordechai is. Look to Machir Fahim. What's the beer in the Mordechai? Mamish is type of beer of a Lididi Shavali. That's for Balabais who's. Now he's attached to Chayfetz, he didn't yet buy it. The Beis Eitz said it's impossible. But the Makarim says, yes, yeah, possible. He very much liked this Chayfetz. He wanted him to be charged with the Chayfetz. That's also an attachment. He's willing to pay more, and he wants to pay more. It's a L'didei Shavalei. That's how the Makar Ephraim learns. That's also very geschmack. That's not a problem. That's not the Shibolei Aleket. To make this jump is a Pella. Mikotza Al-Kotza. That's very geschmack. This buyer, you want to done, did this buyer overpay? He did not overpay. Because for him, it was Shavah 7. For Balabais who buys, it's Taka Shavah the higher amount, so therefore I didn't overcharge a balabayis. So Mamela there's no enor. But to now use that Torah, the Makarim never did this. People think the Makarim is a toys. Makarim never said this Torah on the case of balabayis who sells. He only said on the case of balabayis who buys and overpays. But a balabayis who sells and overcharges to say Lididi Javaleis, Mamish needs a beer because who cares? Saying the Pran and the surface of the Mordechai when he's talking about the buyer.
Is that?
It's the same var. Let's say the Gemara is for a different reason. Any of the other 6 birim I have, but you see in the Gemara, it's Kiriya Leva Chashivi Olav and whatever it is, and he's attached to it. So he says, "Oh, it's Choshev to me too," and it's Lididi Shavali. The Bab Machanfraim didn't make Kulila. I don't call it a mistake, but what seems to be a mistake and apply it to the other end. The Ma'aseh Shibali like it did say it, so it's a mitzvah liyashay. But that's okay. 1 second. So that's I want to say another beer. This is the 5th beer, and it's really a combination. Just give me a second, because I have a more, and we're running out of time. A 5th beer, and really, it's a combination of the above, and that is the following. Really, it works al tuchus mechila, amanas, whatever you want to call it. I don't know if you call it the exact amanas, but it, yes, it's a form of a mechila that the buyer is being makabel, and the vod is like this: if you're a seller, and to you it's shove this amount. And I'm coming to you, and I know that you would never sell it otherwise. It's not even on the agenda. You're not going to sell it for less than this price. This is what you're charging, otherwise you're not selling it. When I buy it from you, I was makabel your price. What does it mean? It means I'm makabel, not a mechila, a direct mechila on the sheer of the no, whatever it is, a third, a sixth, or whatever it is, or a twelfth, or a quarter. I'm makabel, more you say this, Dick, I'm makabel your price. Not I'm a kabel what you charge me. I'm a kabel your shavyas. I'm a kabel what you feel the item is worth. I'm a kabel that kitzvah, that kitzitza for the price. That is now the shar. I'm a kabel this new shar. Really, the shar is supposed to be like the market price. But now that I walk into a balabais, and for him it's shavah differently, when I buy from him, I'm being makabel his shar, his new type of a shar. Not that it's a real shar, it's a l'didi shavlei, but it's a mechila that a makabel his shar. I'll give you a dogma to this type of avod. The Rosh says that by pachas mishtos, Rosh has a tzad, that by pachas mishtos it's muta even lohinis. And what's the vod, like the Rosh? People made the mistake, but what's the vod, like the Rosh, is that since very often a buyer is desperate and it's worth it, it's chafetz when he wants and he's willing to pay more, up pachas mishtos, he's willing to pay more. So therefore, when he goes into the deal, That's part of the shar. That's part of the shar, and it's not even considered a non, it's mutal lechatchila. What does the Rosh mean? So some achronim learned that the Rosh means a new vort, a kilu, like there's a broadened shar. That says pachus mishus machalinish. You have to come onto a din mechila. From the Rosh, it sounds like you don't need a mechila. So I heard pshat from Rabbi Eliyahu Levine 15 years ago, and I think it's posh pshat, is that what was a makabah? I was makabah that even though the normal shar, let's say, should be most people very often buy for the exact price, but since a lot of people also pay a little bit more, and some people also sell a little bit less because it's not so worth it to him, so he's willing to get rid of it. And the buyers are willing to pay a little more because it's worth it to him more. There's that. So I was makabel that to be the shar. Not that it is the shar without my Kabbalah. It's a mechila that I was makabel that to be the shar. I was makabel to allow for this extra chofetz b'alakeach and the moicha wants to get rid of it. That is what I was makabel. I was makabel that to be the shar. So yes, it needs a mechila. And this also needs a mechila. But I was makabel your type of din shavale. And the Ramei Simcha, Baruch Shem Ramei Simcha, over here on Nun Alef and Aleph in Hora Bay, says Mamish is Prat. He brings it down, he says this Prat, and it's without Shibalak. He says the Dish of Alay, and it works with the Mechila and the Lokeak to be Makabal, his Shavyas, his, don't say it's his Shar, but his Shavyas, his Lady Dish of Alay. It was still be sure, but granted the Rav's Kachan on the Ram and Reish Lam, you look in the Rishonim, the Rivash already answered it, and the Kama Rishonim answered for a different reason. Whatever. Yeah. And those achronim, they are not early achronim; they are very late achronim. Some of them even lived in this past century, and they're going against Rishonim. Rishonim said otherwise. Ramban said otherwise. Rivash said otherwise. So for now, there's a whole list of Rishonim who said a different pshat over there. All right. So now, like this pshat, even the Raman could be Maida. That even the Ramahos, you can't make a mechila nadav chain lekitzor, but I could be meichel this. Pshat is, I'm not being meichel the $16, the $17, the $18, the davashin lekitzor. I don't know how many dollars to be meichel. I'm doing something else. I'm being meichel and makabel your shar to be the shar that we're going to deal with. Your shavius is the shavius that we're going to deal with. And this is what you feel is worth, so that's what it's worth. If this is what it feels worth, the marshal. The halacha bechdeisha natas das toy is a mechila. Come on, Baba Asra. Rama argues with the Gemara. Rama also holds Bechleishin Adat Toyez Mechila. I don't know how much. Because the same word. I'm not being Meichel the exact dollars, $16. I'm being Meichel the word that even though normally we should be going with this shar, is Bechleishin Adat Toyez. You and I know we're dealing with that shar. We're dealing with something else. So I'm accepting upon myself some new type of shar, which is the amount that I actually made up with you. That is what I'm accepting upon myself to be the shar. So it works with a different mechanic. Even the Rama could be Meichel. All right, let's go one more pshat. And then we'll be Messiah. Another pshat is like this. I want to know, what would you taina if I know that you really don't want to sell an item? I'm amish muching you. I don't know how to get it from you. So what I do is I hire a guy who's a good friend of yours. We'll be over in tandem, like Sachmud. It's not a problem. I hire a guy to try to mishachnei you, to convince you to sell this item. The item is worth $100. That's what the price is. I offered you $100 17 times. You refuse me every time. But I know your best friend. I'll ask him, do me a favor. Here's $10. Convince him to sell it to me for $100. What would be the halacha? Was I know? Of course not. No, I know. But Gemara and Zel Neshek says by Rapapa, he used to lend money. Kind of just like giving you a dogma. How do you do it? And Marbe Debre, the Rapapa used to take ribbis. If ribbis, no, it's not me. But okay, the Gemara said, not me, Levi Lamava. The word is, I'm paying you scharamira. I'm paying this guy to convince the seller to sell me. But he's selling me for the right price. The Gemara says, like, just like I made the deal in the Ramban, how he touched at the Gemara. The Ramban says, the Gemara says, money touch which kiye limazlo, period. They don't sell. Ilabit meiseri. The meiseri is necessary to convince me to sell. Really, the price is $6. But I'm not selling. For $6, it's not Oymud L'Mechira. You want me to sell, you have to pay me another dollar to convince me to sell. That is not Kilu, I'm selling you that the price is $7. No, we all know that the seller, this buyer, the seller of Alibis is not normal. What I need the extra dollars to convince him to sell it. Avada, it's making more money. Avada. Let me give you a marshal. I want to know, how would you done sales tax? Everyone, let's say here in Lakewood, sales tax is... And it just raised it. I'm not sure what the new sales tax is, but it's sales tax, let's say, used to be 6%. So it's if it's a $100 item, he charges $6 for sales tax. Now, it happens to be I'm a Moisid. So I don't pay sales tax. Or happens to be, let's say the seller for some reason is not charging sales tax, and let's say he has a right not charge, and I don't have to report on my 1040, he's out of state, so he can't charge sales, but even that I have to report on the 1040, whatever. But whatever it is, let's say it's an oifin that it's mutter to get around sales tax on this item. So everyone else, when they buy this item, they pay 106. They pay 106 for the item, but really $100 is going to the seller, $6 is going through the seller to Uncle Sam. The seller cannot hold that money. It belongs to Uncle Sam. He's just a shlik to collect it. This time, I'm a moist that I'm buying from the same seller, and now he wants to charge me for this item 103, 106. Because he says, look, you're not paying sales tax. Everyone else buying 106 anyway. So it must be the price is 106. You're not paying sales tax, so I'll charge you 106 as principal. Do I have a right to charge you 106 for this item? Or 110, whatever the going rate is, whatever the sales tax is, means... Is the price the principal price, or the price is, well, since everyone's paying it together with the sales tax or whatever it is, and it's paid the main mechir, so now the new price is 106. Does that give a right for somebody else who's not charging sales tax to charge more? What is Zaylem saying? There's no issa on the moichel unless he's being mechasa mom and chavera. If he's not being mechasa mom and chavera, there's no issa. How?
Because he's taking money that doesn't belong to him.
Right, but the it does belong to him. It commands 106. The normal price is 106. So what does everyone say? That everyone understands that the principal price is really 100. 6 is a separate cheshbon, even though it's on one bill 106, and even though it's the main mechir, everyone understands that the real price is 100, and 6 is for taxes. To him to charge even 101, he's overcharging me because he's causing me to pay more than what's the normal principal price. Good, even though it's bechlal, so yesh may be stretched to hear too, is that we know that the Baal HaBayis, it's a stretch because we didn't read Duch, but everyone knows that the Baal HaBayis is not willing to sell, and I need the Demei Yisari to convince him to sell. So there's a price plus the Demei Yisari to convince him to sell. It's a whole different thing.
Why does he own the money?
Because
he bought the
payments. Why does he own the money? The Demei back on that.
I want to know, what would you say in this case? What would you say is, it comes, this year Shvius, and I want to buy a Dalad Binim. And of course, you're not allowed to sell Esroigim. So what do? You tell me, it's coming year Shvius. No? Am I wrong? It's a toys? You have a different gal? The last time I checked, this coming year is going to be Shvius. And let's say I want to buy an Esrik from you, but you don't sell Esrikim. Yeah, right, okay, good. The problem is a farmer. Just going to make it's around the corner. So the price of Lulav is for you, this Lulav, depending on the Esrik you take, but for you, this Lulav is 250, this Lulav is 200. So I want to know, now that I paid you 200, 250 for this Lulav, but you... My enemy, because Be'etzim, if I bought you this lulav to be on your planner, if I bought a lulav from you without a hezrik, you only pay $60. Derry, $80. Mamish kefelik, $80. You're not charging me $250. So our shvius, we have a heta havlo, very nice. So that takes care of shvius. I want to know chayish and mishpat. What was I doing? Did I pay you $250 for the lulav, or did I pay $250 for the lulav with havlo of the hezrik? What did I do? If I paid you $250 for the lulav, then I'll buy it. I mean, if you had too much in the blives that child with the back with Jason Mishus, I'll pay you for Shus, he's never going to get it to me. I'll marshalize it, yeah, I'll fix your wagon, and I'll be able to buy it, and then I'll taina ino, and let's say I used it, I won't be mekayin mitzvah. Let's say I change my mind, I don't need the chayfetz anymore, so now I want to be mevatel mechir, because you charge a ridiculous $250 for a lulav. Every lulav only goes for $80. The biggest lulav goes for $80 the last 6 years. Now you're charging $250, it's ridiculous. So I should charge you not. Teretz is, the Teretz is, as everyone knows, that if you make a structure, lulav alone is fine. Here, even though I'm paying it only for the lulav, but part of the lulav is you get this fringe benefit of also having the asterisk involved. Bavla, of course, bavla. But it's, and economic, the main mechir is only for the lulav, but not for the asterisk. Advice. You tell me, aren't you? So I got this tshuva many years ago, and unfortunately, when I was trying to look for it this week, I couldn't find the tshuva. There's a free dikka tshuva from some svardusha, I forgot his name, and I spent time searching, I can't find it, who done the similar shalat that was bavlo, but not because of shri, they had a different answer, they wanted to structure it, it was on one item, and the second one is second for free. Buy one, get second free. So I want to know, when I pay a little more for the buy one, right, in Baruch, In places that they do is in suit stores. Normally the suits go for $400. But when it's buy one, get second free, all of a sudden each suit costs $250. Right? Each suit costs, 1 second. I get the cheshbon. It costs $500. It goes up. There was a cheshbon there, and that's how the mavliya, their cost of the second suit. It was, okay, I went up to $500. So I went in, and now that I bought this $500 suit from it, but really 2 weeks ago it was really only worth $400, and I wasn't getting the second free. But now I'm getting the second free. What is that? So now I'm paying $500 for one suit, I'm paying $500 for two suits. It's only one, but the second comes free. I didn't say buy two for $500. So buy one for $500, the second one is for free. So the shail is the marshal. I'll give you another marshal. And this is Meisim B'chol Yoim. Anyone who lived in Eretz Yisrael knows that when they rent a deer in Eretz Yisrael and they furnish the deer themselves, all of a sudden they're leaving the deer after 2 years and have all the belongings. So Nebuch, the poor next innocent Seich, it's desperate, you know, it's blind the man, it's very difficult to find the deer. So I talk around the yeshiva. Oh, you're interested in the deer? Very nice. But here's the deal. I'll tell my Baal HaBazim about your deer if you buy the furniture from me. How much does the furniture cost? Well, 6 years ago I paid for the furniture $3,000. So now, I'll be nice, I'll charge you $2,800. $2,800, that's right. Now everyone knows the furniture halavai is worth $1,000. But I charge you $2,800. I have you over the barrel because you tell me no. It's not a problem. You don't have to buy the furniture, but then I'm going to rent, I'll get the next guy to take over my deer and convince the Baal HaBayis. Means sort of, somehow it's the Baal HaBatim, the landlords don't care. They allow the tenants to control the decision-making part of the process, whoever they're matzia. Who said it's mutter? Good. So first of all, let's invoke the concept of Klei Baal HaBayis. It's mamish Klei Baal HaBayis. Terzit b'tzias meishlus. So you don't have that. But I want to know, do you have this type of svar? Do you have, you're giving it... Sometimes not. The God I had, times that. So what is it? It's yais meishlus, but it's not... Terzit, well, there's zikol l'chari, it's nichol and that, the schar amira to be matziah my name to the Baal HaBayis and put me on the top of the list to get me to take over the deer. That's zikr what I'm asking you to do. Now, even though if it's not structured like that, I'm giving you both. You know, this chelik for the deer, for the rehitim, and this chelik for the schar amira. But clearly, it's a package deal that that's what I'm doing. So, yesh lodim b'chiyai gam
the urso. You see from the Rosh, not like that.
All the Rishonim, why didn't the Rishonim say any of this svara? Why any Rishon say the svara? So I can tell you, betting this svara might be a good svara, but because it's too implicit, what we did was with the Dmei Mechir, so that's why I didn't want to take it as a vayt. But let's say it was more understood that that's what I'm doing. I'm doing it so you should convince your Baal HaDira, so maybe that will be fine. That's not considered a no, because you're right. The Rehitim is $1,000, and the other $1,800 is to, what is it called, a closing bonus, whatever they did, to be able to land the deal. So I'm giving you that, scaring me to convince Baal HaBayis to let me be the tenant. All right, Sefer Shadavi, let me make a sikkum here. Sefer Shadavi is that last time we do paskim, like the Shiltis, you see that the Baal HaBayis has to know, even though like my svar, the Ramei Simcha svar, you also have to come on that he had to be makabel the Ladi Shavalei of the seller. So maybe even then, you still salvage this halacha that the Lokeach had to know, and you have a chiluk between Sarsa perhaps. But the Pashas Advan from the Paiskim and the Rishonim are is that we go with the Shiltas. So Kum Tois, the halacha, there's no Azhara, because it blibes like Amanas. But Yosef Mishtos is a Sveka. Sorry? That what? By Davishin Lakitza? No.
No, not
by Davishin Lakitza. Davishin Lakitza, Unconventure, Karesra of the Machabe, it's one of the few places in the Chesha Mishnah he doesn't pass like the Rambam. I over there on Manas is different, so you have to come out to Smaz Birum, it's for different reasons. But Beyesoid, we go with the Shultas as far as, so therefore, there wouldn't be an Isra'er no. By Yosef Mishtos, it's 2 days in the Machabe, even though it's time like Akiyash Oimrim, but it's 2 days in the Machabe. And the Gedele Apaiskin, the Bach, the Bera Goyla, the Knesset Agdoyla, the Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer, a lot of Achronim Paskin had the Bible Sveka Dedina. So to be mighty moment from this guy, you won't be able to do. However, the Shulchan Aruch, what? Even by Yosef Mishtos, that's where the Sveka Dedina, right? Shtos is a given, but Yosef Mishtos is Makleges. Even so, and you want to say Kimli, but that's only b'diavad if you did it, so you're muksak the mamet, l'chadchila to do it, you're playing around with the Nissa. Because like the Rosh, Yosef Mishtos is a Nissa, like the other Shonim is not, so al tzasafik Issa, you have to be mafarish, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav over here, and I know, Siv Dalet says clearly that you should be lachash l'divrei HaRosh, the Shita, that with Yosef Mishtos, you should be mafarish l'chadchila, not to be over in Nissa, you know. Everybody. Kalta.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.